get soft if you wanna get soft with it.
Sometimes you feel you gotta love somebody, and that somebody is you. Sometimes we feel we need to touch somebody, touch somebody.
Soft if you
want to
get soft with it.
Hey, it's Kurt Brano over there.
And that's Joe. And this is Emotional Hangs. Welcome.
A computer thing went off right at the beginning.
That's great.
Right as I was talking.
Yeah.
It went right during your weird last name. It went off, I think.
I do say it every episode, but it is surprising. It's just surprising.
I say it every episode.
No, I know. You mispronounce my name every episode. It's it's weird. It's getting weird. I'm getting a thing about it. This is a podcast about adult friendships, getting vulnerable, talking feelings on 1, 2, 3.
Let's get soft. Today is a special day. We're doing the Q&A today.
Q&A, and so we decided, you know, we asked you last week, I believe, or 2 weeks ago, if which would you prefer, more episodes with guests or more episodes with us? And everybody came back pretty positive. There was a gentleman, was it a gentleman or a lady? I don't know, but it was a person on Twitter who suggested.
I think it was a guy that suggested.
Suggested a pretty great timetable for the podcast, and I think that's what we're going to stick to.
Yes.
One guest per month. Two episodes with just us, and one episode that's us addressing listener questions. And so today is a listener question episode.
It is, and don't be shy. You've sent us questions in the past.
So Joe continually keeps burping while swallowing them while talking. So that's what you hear, those weird. It's the weird of just watching your body do things over here.
I'm anxious a little bit. I am. I'm anxious.
Why are you anxious?
Because I start this medicine today where I can't drink for 30 days.
So you're in a prison. You're in a sober prison for 30 days.
I will tell you, it's a welcome prison.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad.
Definitely. A problem with you is if you're actually thinking about it as a prison. Definitely should not be viewed as a prison.
Well, this was questionable. When I knew I had to do this, my approach was, okay, so I'm just going to get wasted.
Every day until then?
Yeah, for like 3 days straight, so then I don't want to drink anymore for a while.
But that only lasts for about 3 days.
Yeah, but anybody I told that to, like drinker or not, was like, so wait, I'm sorry, you're planning to just get destroyed? And I was like, yeah, isn't that what you drink for? Like, I thought that was the point. But I did the math the other day, dude. I've been drinking pretty hard for about 22 years. Like, it actually freaked me out a little bit.
I did the math.
Yeah.
I just figured out when I turned 21.
No. It was 18.
Oh, 18.
It started around 18. Well, to be fair, it was probably more like 19. But you know, I'm 40 now. So, yes, 21, 22 years of just...
Yeah, so take 30 days off.
I'm terrified. What if I've hurt my liver? This is what I'm getting.
What if you've hurt your liver?
I mean, I definitely have had...
Well, definitely stopping is going to help your liver.
Yeah, and I had fatty liver in the past. I don't know if it was because of drinking, but...
Yeah.
Well, it could be from diet. It could be from a lot of things.
Oh, okay.
But...
So what's your medicine? What do you have? You have gout?
No, I had GERD. Which...
It's just... What is GERD?
It's acid reflux.
Oh, okay.
But you don't want to fuck around with that because if you don't pay attention to it, it can eventually turn into an esophageal problem, which mm-hmm. could lead to cancer. So it's like it's actually been bad. I haven't really been taking the medicine, or I haven't started yet till today, but it's been a lot better anyway. So I'm not really.
I mean,
worried
I'm excited.
About it.
I'm excited for you, for us, for you to document this. This month you go through and
this
see how
30
things,
days.
My predictions are you're going to be way more productive. Like you're going to get a lot of writing done.
That's part of this too. I was like, I gotta, you know, this is the year I want to sell a show and stuff. And it's like, you just got to, I'm not, if I'm being honest with myself, I'm not the romantic, I'm not the romantic drunk. I'm not the guy that, like, drinks and writes a novel.
I don't understand how people, I've seen people say like, oh, yeah, I have a whiskey while I'm writing. And I'm like, how? Yeah. How do you do that? I have to be, like, alert and, like, have coffee and, like, no distractions. Like, if I was just drinking, I'd just be like, it would just be, I'd just be drunk. I would stop writing.
I've written some stuff drinking, and it's come out fine, but I wouldn't
Hemingway
say.
Hemingway did it all the time, but
I wouldn't
can't
say that
do
that's
it.
My. But your that's sweet what I mean spot? By romantic. I mean, he also blew his head off.
He sure did.
But I mean, that's
and,
what I mean.
And wore a bunch of turtlenecks.
Yeah.
So questionable moves across the board.
That's what I mean by romantic drunk. Like the guy that's just like, I drink wine and dance with women.
Yeah.
And don't worry about it. Sing my songs. You know, like I'm not that guy. Like I'm.
I feel like those people no longer. Those people existed in a time before. You knew what drinking did. Do you know what I mean? It was like the 20s and the 30s. It was just like, we drink, we live, we love. And then it's like, you die. Now we know you also die.
Yeah, yeah. It was a better time.
It was a better time. You didn't know. Hell, we would have all died at 55, but fun until then.
You would have been having a blast.
Speaking of all of this drinking and stuff, I recently found, this is my big thing that happened to me this week, was there always, my mom had a, like, there was like this family legend that my great grandmother ran a speakeasy called the Black Cat. And I just always kind of remember my mom like saying that. And then I always like repeated it because I thought it was cool. But I was always like, yeah, there's a chance that that's not entirely accurate. And then I finally got this like photo album from my mom's old house. It was like sent to me because I didn't pick it up when she died. And I was looking through the old photo album. Inside this photo album was an original invitation to the opening of the Black Cat in Hopwood,
holy
Pennsylvania.
Shit.
There's a photograph of it printed on the front of the invitation of like a house in the middle of the woods. And it says, "The Black Cat, a good place to prowl."
Oh, wow.
And then you open it up, and it says, "We invite you to the grand opening of Buttermilk Lane's newest clubhouse, the Black Cat, dancing and entertainment." And then some orchestra is listed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
On November, it was October, like, 2nd, 1930.
You should
during Prohibition. So they were totally, you know, they were running bootleg liquor.
You should get that framed.
Right? I feel like I will.
I get it framed. I would consider blowing it up, you know, into a large thing. But also, you just frame the original. We're getting like a T-shirt made of it. That
it's
just sounds
pretty
like
awesome, right?
A
good place to prowl.
That's awesome. That's weird because I was watching a W.C. Fields movie the other day, and the place he hung out was called the Black Pussy, which I found curious. But you know, that's and then there's the Fat Black Pussycat in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's cool. The Black Cat is a very common restaurant / bar name, I feel like. If I opened one in the future, it's not a bad idea to call it the Black Cat. But
I feel like your family did it first.
Yeah, 1930, I can claim ownership.
Yeah,
the Black Cat in D.C., mine.
Sue everybody now that uses it.
Let's get into some listener questions, Joe.
Yeah.
Here's a question, though, I have. Because I sit down and I'm like, do we have any questions for Emotional Hangs? He's like, yeah, I got a bunch. And then I realized, all you fucking people, you send your goddamn questions to Joe in DMs, and I don't get any questions. So what, I just want to know. I want to know, honestly, is Joe more approachable? What is it? Do I seem like a dick? Do I seem like standoffish and you don't want to send me a fucking question? I'm hurt. I'm honestly hurt. I'm airing it out with just a bunch of people I don't personally know, with a few thousand of you.
I remember I was kind of surprised when you were nice when we became friends.
Were you really? Is it just because I look like a Nazi? Like,
no,
what is
that, that's just because I assumed that you were like one of those like downtown snobs in L.A. or in New York, I mean, that was like club comics are dumb.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were one of those people, and then you weren't. But I think that's all that was. I don't think he ever came across as rude to me or anything.
Right.
I can't remember you ever doing anything rude to me.
So you think that's why I don't get questions for emotional hangs? People think that I think club comics are dumb, so they don't want to reach out to me?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think you look like a downtown snob. No, I don't know. You're much more engaging than I am in the sense that
that's what I think. On Twitter, I'm always responding to people. You're just sitting there with the fucking like button. You don't give a shit.
I do give a shit. The like is thank you. I give a shit. I mean, you know, we've got to keep, you know, we open our hearts and ears to these questions. I think that's very nice of us to do. You got to draw a line somewhere. I can't have a personal relationship with every tweet that I ever receive. Not saying that that's what they want anyway. I'm just saying, you know.
Well, apparently, they do want it because they send you all their fucking questions.
Well, I'll tell you this, too. I'm the only one that's ever gotten shit. You've never gotten shit.
I guess I'm just not. I'm not electric. Joe's electric. He's either you love him or you hate him. I'm just like white bread and mayonnaise. Nobody gives a shit. Actually, everybody loves white bread and mayonnaise.
Yeah, I think you're taking it too seriously.
It hits at all of my core fears, I think.
I think, yeah. I think I think you're just, maybe you just didn't see some. I had to really scroll through my DMs.
Oh, you get a lot of DMs. You really just have to dig through them because you're getting so many fucking DMs. I don't get fucking DMs ever.
Well, how many? Now you have more followers than me, too. Yeah, I don't get it.
If someone would explain it to me, if someone's thought, hey, I have a question, and then you've gone and immediately sent it to Joe, just tell me, was it an emotional choice? Was it a rational choice? Where did it come from? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I'd like to know, too. And then in the meantime, you can send your questions
to either of I just thought of it.
What?
My name is so much more difficult to spell out. Joe DeRosa Comedy pops right up.
That's not it.
Fuck.
That's not it at all. You can. I mean, the easiest thing would probably be to just start sending them all to the Emo Hangs Twitter account.
No, no, no. Send them to me.
Or me, or the Emo Hangs account. And we'll take a score and
you
compete.
Can send to both of us, too.
We'll compete.
You monsters. Give us the first question, Joe.
The first one's a long one.
Always is, huh?
Sent by someone who said, please do not use my name.
Well, I feel like that means it's going to be good.
Yeah. There are a few websites that are for... If you were serious on the last episode of Emotional Hangs, there are a few websites that are for trans people. I met someone on transgenderdate.com. This is not an ad. There are nice people on there, and there are also people on there who are only looking for sugar daddies to buy them stuff. So be on the lookout. It's honestly your best bet. Most girls feel threatened to just go stealth, i.e., present as a woman from birth and then have to bring it up later because of the amount of violence that happens to trans people each year. There are mixers and stuff. I've heard about a bunch. I've also heard most of those are full of working girls, though. All right. This is just the stuff I have heard about, and I'm relating it. I don't represent the community in any way. Would never claim to speak for anyone, just trying to help you out. Much love, brother, and good luck.
All right. Not a question per se, just helping Joe get laid.
Yeah.
Just a little message for Joe.
So people are...
Maybe that one was a private one you should have kept to yourself.
People are just reaching out to me in general because they care.
Yeah, people just care about Joe. They just want to give him tips on where he can meet some ladies.
Yeah, I think that's really nice that I get that from the fans.
Even if you don't believe this bullshit.
Even if you don't, I think it's nice. Here's another one. I guess let's just never say anybody's name.
But
I don't know. Unless
you ask, we've made it very clear. Unless you ask us to not say your name, we're saying your name.
Okay, this one comes from. Okay, it doesn't say that. Bob does things. Oh, this is just, in my opinion, you don't need guests. Also, I don't mind the
occasional
guests.
I cannot believe You send them to Joe. He doesn't screen shit.
That's the Emo Hangs account.
He doesn't screen shit. Look, he can't even look at them for a moment before we begin to figure out what's a question and what's just patting him on the back.
Well, because it's so many, it's hard to get through all of them.
This is very upsetting.
This is from at Creets, K-R-E-I-T-Z. Joe. Just started listening to Emotional Hangs. Have to say thank you. Being 36 with a 2-year-old son and an extrovert, I've been struggling with making and maintaining friends. Your show is inspiring and empowering. It's only a just to be.
Why are you not reading questions? Why are you reading compliments? This is going to be the fucking compliment episode.
Because now it's really funny.
Oh, really? It's really funny?
All right.
Look, I get compliments DM'd. I don't get questions. So maybe you just look at DMs and you're just like, they're all the same. Are they words? They must be questions.
Here's one from Katie Parks, at Katie Parks. I just want to say that I really appreciate how you talk about your dog on Emotional Hangs. I say the same shit about mine all the time, and everybody thinks I'm an asshole. I love my dog, but a lot of the time I regret getting her. I love the podcast, hoping to see you soon in Melbourne. Thank you. I just want to thank Katie Parks and all the nice people that are writing to me.
I cannot believe this. I cannot believe this fucking bullshit. First off, that you're getting so many compliments. And secondly, why can't you find a question for us to answer?
I'm looking for one. I'm trying to find.
Poor Joe.
It's not
filled with compliments, but no. The purpose of the fucking episode.
It's not like you can say, "Show me all my unread DMs." They're like all spaced out. So every time I open one, I got to re-scroll through all of them again.
Oh boy.
All right. Here's one here, Dimitri Bard. This is to the Emotional Hangs account. Okay.
Okay.
What do y'all think about polyamorous or open relationships? Are they doable or doomed?
All right.
There you go. Are you
polyamorous
happy, Kurt?
Relationships. Oh, am I happy that you finally read a fucking question for the episode where we're answering listener questions? Yeah, I'm really happy that you're doing the thing that was just supposed to happen from the beginning of the show instead of weirdly reading compliments to yourself.
Well, look, you finally got a question, and you're wasting time instead of answering it with yelling at me.
Polyamorous relationships, Joe, I mean, have we, I don't know. To me, and this is from the outside, I've been in a polyamorous relationship.
Right.
It didn't end well, so that will color my view of it. But from the outside, and I do honestly believe that you can never really judge a relationship from the outside because you got to be in it to know what's actually happening. It always seems to me like one person is much more into it than another person. And
yes.
So it always seems like manipulation. If it was two people who are equally into fucking other people and are so magically and in my mind impossibly emotionally mature that they can handle the repercussions of what that means, then yeah, go ahead, do it. In my experience, every time I see it, it's one person kind of manipulating another person. One person's unhappy and the other person's just getting their dick or their hoo-hoo wet. And
yes.
And so yeah, so that's in my experience. But I've had people fiercely battle me on this. Because I've said this before on podcasts, and people come out of the woodwork to let me know that they have a perfect polyamorous relationship. I've never seen it work, and I've seen a lot of polyamorous couples.
Well, I know a lot of polyamorous couples as well, and I also know many that started that way and then became very against it later, and suddenly like became very territorial. When it came down to it being their husband or wife versus when it was somebody else's, it didn't really matter. Which I guess I get that. You know, you don't know how the person feels till you're in their shoes. But yeah, I agree with the. Look, my thing is just do whatever works for you. All right, if you really get off on being you know, verbally abused, then hey, go get in a verbally abusive relationship. If you like to be, you know, waited on hand and foot, and you find somebody that likes waiting hand and feet on people, then great. Good for the two of you. Like, it's, you know, everybody's got all these opinions about what a relationship is supposed to look like. And it's like, well, what it's supposed to look like to me is two people that are genuinely happy. And obviously I'm making, you know, sort of comical examples here. But, like, it's like if two people are happy, then two people are happy. You know, I know plenty of relationships where the wife says flat out to the husband, it's always the wife to the husband for some reason, but, like, says flat, or at least in my experience, flat out says, like, oh, I don't care if you fuck anybody else. I'm not going to, but if you got to do that once in a while, I get it. Just don't tell me about it.
You know, multiple?
Yeah.
Multiple. Who are just like, you go have sex with other people.
Yeah, they're, you know, I don't think it's a fucking free-for-all.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, dude, I get it. We're human. If you have to do that once in a while, I don't care. I just don't want to know, and wear a condom and be careful, and that's it.
Wow.
So, like, but then the guy never does it. It's funny. A buddy of mine was telling me this. He's in a relationship, and his girlfriend said that to him. And he was like, man, she tricked me, man. He's like, she reversed it on me. Like, I don't want to do it now, you know? Not that he wanted to do it, but he's like,
right.
He's like, I have no desire to sleep with other women, and my girlfriend has given me the green light many times. And he's like, she just flipped the fucking whole script on me here.
Wow.
So, you know, I don't know. In a perfect world, I would love to be in a situation like that, but I just can't imagine not feeling complete jealousy when somebody
that's
else
how I
is
feel.
Sleeping with my significant other.
I think that's how everybody, because, like, yeah, it'd be great to just have sex with whoever you want, but also have the stability of a long-term relationship. But if, when the other person does it, like, I'm not cool with that. That freaks me out.
I'll tell you my idea.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I'm thinking about having a platonic marriage.
Uh-huh.
Where I find somebody, male or female.
So it's a platonic marriage, so it would happen on Pluto?
Oh, God. You asshole. Was that a joke? I don't even know what that was. What was that?
Yeah, it's a joke.
Oh, God. You're already telling dad jokes. How long have you had the kid?
No, I'm making fun of you for saying platonic, plutonic.
Plutonic?
It's platonic.
Oh, well, I get it. See, this is why nobody writes
to you. This is why nobody writes me, hands down. As I was saying it, I knew this is not something I should say.
Yeah. Well, you also told that kid the other day my mom dying of cancer was the worst thing when he was just making a joke about privilege.
Oh, man, I was in a real bad place that morning. I was like, all of not slept. I'm like sitting there like crazed. And then this fucking tweet comes up, which I read as him being a dick. And I just like was like, fuck off. You know?
I thought that was very funny that he said that that's the epitome of privilege. you can, platonic. Platonic.
I helped you out. I actually just helped you out there.
I know. I want to have a platonic. I'm not saying this is what I'm doing. I'm just saying this is a very good idea to me.
Okay.
You have a platonic marriage, which means you find somebody, male or female, that you don't have sexual attraction to in any way, and you never will. But there's somebody that you
to hang out with.
Yeah, like a ride or die. Like a fucking, yeah. This is going to be a friend till I'm dead. And you live with them, and you both stay single in the romantic sense. You bang around with whoever you want, but you always got your Chewbacca. You know what I mean? Like your partner.
You're talking about a roommate, right?
No.
You want a roommate?
No. It's like in Jay and Silent Bob when he says, this is my hetero life mate.
I get it.
It's like they will always live together.
Yeah.
Forever.
Like perfect strangers.
Well, no, because they're just roommates.
But they're best friends. Come on.
I'm not saying a roommate best friend. I'm saying somebody that you say, I will live with you forever. Like, we will move together.
Do you have a wedding for this relationship?
I get if you want to. I mean, you don't have to.
I mean, like, if they're a person that you really want to hang out with all the time, that's going to be a pretty great party, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Would you get married to this person?
What did I just say?
You said a platonic life, a platonic life partner.
Yeah. Well, no, platonic marriage.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, so
yeah.
you do get. Oh, so yeah. you do get married.
Yeah. You have your friend do it. One of those bullshit things where your friend gets a certificate on the internet and marries.
I mean, it's a real marriage. I've done it 8 times.
Yeah, I've done it too.
But it's a real marriage afterwards.
I know. It's disgraceful. No, I'm kidding. I did it for two of my very, very dear friends. Now, listen, this is what I'm saying. Here's the problem that everybody's having.
Tell us the problem we are all having, Joe.
I will tell you. The problem everybody's having is with fidelity. This is where all this polyamorous shit and all this stuff comes from. People go, these wouldn't be discussions as frequently as they are, topics of discussion as frequently as they are, if this wasn't a basic science thing. Basic science is telling you, reproduce, reproduce, reproduce. Like, that is a caveman fucking urge that you have. It's never going to go away. It's never going to stop. And people find themselves in trouble because, and I'm not saying everybody, I'm just saying certain people find themselves in trouble because what happens is they don't want to cheat. So some guys cheat and some women cheat, and that sucks. And then they get caught, and it's fucking devastating and all that shit. Other people try not to cheat, so then they jack off to porn way too often, and then they're not attracted to their partner anymore because they're all cummed out over porn. You know what I mean? And without question, we're all going to get to the point in age where we are no longer finding anybody around us attractive,
right,
including ourselves. We're seeing new phases and interpretations of the American family, of how it can work and all that stuff, and marriage and all these things. And I think this should be one of them. I think this is a thing. This should be a thing. You have a platonic marriage.
Uh-huh.
Sure, yeah, you're married to the person, sure. I mean, see, the problem is if anybody finds out it's a marriage, literally a marriage of convenience, then, you know, the government doesn't like that, like you getting, like, benefits and shit, pulling a fast one on marriage, you know?
I think if you get married and live together, the government has no...
I guess they can't really
say anything,
right?
They don't give a shit whether
or
not you have sex. That's all you're saying. It's a marriage without sex, right?
Yeah, but you're in it till the end, and you're like, I'm never going to romantically commit to a soulmate,
right?
But I'll commit to you as my soulmate. You're my partner. We grow old together. We have security. That's what everybody wants out of marriage anyway. You don't want to grow old alone.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I love this idea.
I think it's a good idea.
I'm down with it. Can't wait to meet your platonic life partner.
Well, I don't know yet. I don't know. I'm not saying this is what I'm definitely going to do, but I think this should be a thing on the table for people.
All right.
That's my
then you
opinion.
Can make out with as many girls at the bar as you want, Joe.
Oh, boy. Why? What did I do?
Well, you told me you were making out with people at your party. First off, did you love the fact that I came to your goddamn party?
I do love the fact.
I had a great time.
Party. I know you did.
Really enjoyed myself.
You had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We got pretty stewed up.
Yep.
Yeah, I got pretty shit-faced.
I left at midnight, so I wasn't super wasted, but definitely a little hungover the next day.
Good for you guys coming in.
Yeah.
Getting a sitter.
Nailed it.
8:30 to midnight. I really appreciate it because I've seen you get a sitter for other events, and you're in and out like 90 minutes, 2 hours. You put in a fucking 3.5 hour hang.
Yeah, buddy.
That's pretty great.
Thank you.
Well, it's why you're one of my best friends.
Next question.
This comes from... Daniel Payette. I don't know how to say the last name. DanielPayette on Twitter. Hey, Joe. Just writing a quick message tell you how much I relate to you. Listening to Let's Get Soft's just released episode, I could... Oh, this is how much he loves the podcast. He thinks it's called Let's Get Soft. Anyway,
much I relate to you.
I couldn't help but feel like I was listening to myself talk when it comes to being single at 40. I'm 41 now. Well, this is weirdly coincidental. Going out and drinking too much sometimes and hating myself slash feeling like crap for days after. It's nice when someone whom you are a fan of expresses the same thoughts on life. Anyway, just thought I'd let you know since I just followed you here. Should probably have done it sooner. Hope you're doing well. See you in Montreal soon. Cheers. No mention of Kurt.
Wow. Wow, this is... I had no idea how much people liked you and not me.
Me neither, to be honest. I don't like myself
this much.
But I'm
just so confused. Why?
Why? Why can't you... Why does everything have to be a competition?
It's not a competition, but now it's just, like a competition.
This... Why can't you just say people like Joe more than me, and that's okay? Why can't
and
you just...
that's okay? That wait. So not only do I have to be cool with it, I have to declare it and say that I don't mind.
I'm kidding. Of course I'm joking. I don't think I have.
I mean,
anymore.
Now just give them to me. Now just give them to me. Give me all your. It's just if oh, you're just is. Scrolling through compliments. I want to hear them. I want to understand. Because here's the deal. You
here's
always
a
wonder.
Long,
I think you
shit.
Wonder. You always wonder when you're in the business that we are. Is there something about me that is unlikable to the core? That means that I will never actually be very successful. And now I always thought maybe Joe had the thing that was unlikable to the core. But now it's turned out it's me, and I don't know what it is. I don't know why people don't like me.
People love you, man.
Nobody's... I'll go through my DMs. There's just people asking me to do shows. That's it.
Well, I don't have a lot of those. If that makes you feel better. People like you. I've been to your parties. 6, 7, 8 people show up sometimes. It's a good time. Dude. Do you want to read this one? You're better at the long ones. This one is super fucking long.
And is it a question or is it a compliment? Don't
make
me read
this
a compliment
is,
for you.
I have a feeling this is going to be the rest of the episode.
All right, here
this
we go.
This is a real...
All right. I'm not sure if this is the right avenue to send a story question for Emotional Hangs, but something interesting just happened to myself and my close friends that I would love advice on or to hear y'all weigh in. I'd ask to be kept anonymous for this. Good things. I was about to read the name. Just refer to me as Mark, primarily because the friends in question might listen. My close friends and I, 3 recent college graduates, met at the start of college and continued our friendship past it for our first year in the real world. Generally, we're very close. No topics really off limits. But today, my roommate and I found out a secret. Our third friend, let's call him Ron, has been hiding a secret from us. Back in our freshman year, Ron had seemingly had a miscarriage with his girlfriend at the time. Difficult. I had personally been there when he found out, and generally the truth came out that she had gotten pregnant by accident, and they had resorted to Plan B. That was taken too late. This was a very emotional period when we were there. We were the only friends he could talk to about this, but after a few weeks, the issue faded away. Things were mostly back to normal. Cut to today. 3 years later, my roommate and I come to find an email on my phone from the girlfriend Ron had miscarried with, someone I had not personally yet spoken to in years. The email was nearly incoherent about how she couldn't contact Ron and how apparently the two of them had had a living son that they had given up for adoption 3 years ago, and now Ron is trying to contact the family, which the girlfriend is highly against. We haven't spoken directly to Ron about it since this happened, but it has left a massive elephant in the room that none of us know how to approach. It is clear that this is something integrally life-changing for Ron, but how do we persist with his lie about not having a child when we're all so concerned for his emotional well-being? Thanks for the help. All right. This is an intense situation.
That's a big one.
So,
first
your
off,
buddy had a kid and didn't tell you. And said he had miscarried. And now, and he hasn't told you. It seems like there's a reason he hasn't told you. I mean, I feel like it's not their business.
Well, it's nobody's business except the parents.
It's nobody's business except for the parents.
So there's that. But here, there's some questions here.
Yeah.
Miscarried. How did they not know the girl went through with a full term of pregnancy? Did they never see her?
Who knows? Great question.
Was she in hiding?
Yeah. Or did she go to a convent like my mom?
Yeah, that's my. I'm curious about that. I don't. But whatever. Let's say all the stars aligned, and she was able
to
avoid
you. Wearing muumuus all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She left the college and came back as her with her larger twin sister. She does a southern accent, and then she leaves. Gotta go. Yeah, and then the other girl comes back. No, I mean, I don't think it's it's his responsibility or right to or
well, here's the deal,
if or the obligation to tell anybody. But the problem. I don't think he's saying that either. It sounds like this girl reached out to him, and now
if
he's
the girl
in this
reached
weird...
out to him. He's involved, right? So then I think he's allowed to bring it up with Ron. Just be like, and if anything, just to say, hey, she reached out to me and said this stuff. You know, because you don't. Nobody knows like the actual story. You get a nearly incoherent message from this woman. Maybe she's. Maybe it doesn't exist. Maybe it's a. Maybe she's a crazy person. You don't know.
Well, that's the other thing too. He said it was rambling and almost incoherent. The message.
Yeah, that sounds like maybe the person might have mental problems, right?
Yeah. No, I think that could be an issue. So, look, if it were me, I wouldn't respond to the woman that emailed you at all.
No.
I would then go to your buddy and just say, like, hey, man, you obviously need to know about this. It's not my business to get involved. You can explain everything later when you feel comfortable. But for now, you obviously have something to tend to here.
Yeah.
But if I'm not mistaken, he was saying... Her email was about Ron trying to get in touch with the family they gave the kid to, and she's trying to stop that. Right? Wasn't that it?
Yeah, she's trying to stop Ron from getting in touch with the foster family, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, in fairness, he shouldn't do that. If they gave the kid up for adoption, they gave the kid up for adoption. At that point, I'm adopted, so I can say very fairly that... you know, I think at that point, once you've given the kid up, you've made an agreement. And it's if the kid later chooses, because he had no choice or she had no choice in the circumstance, if they later choose to come and try to find you, that's different. But you giving the kid up and then going after the kid, in, not going after, but, you know, trying to have any relationship with it, it's not fair to the parents who adopted the kid when it was needed. And it's not fair to the kid either. It could really confuse the child. And, you know, that's a very delicate thing. So, I mean, that's my opinion. I'm not saying so. Go give that advice to Ron. But I really think you best stay out of this. I would just kind of pass it over to Ron. And I mean, this is like soap opera shit.
It is. It's in a pretty intense soap opera thing. Yeah. And also not applicable to many people's situation. It's real specific.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was going to say, glad you changed the names just in case they're listening.
Yeah, no shit, because it's so specific. Yeah. They definitely... Also, yeah, I feel like Mark and Ron know who they are.
Yeah.
If they hear this.
Hey, you know that podcast we all listen to? Yeah. Well, did you write into them about that thing with my kid that I secretly gave up for adoption? No,
that wasn't me. No, that was a dude named Mark, I think.
Weird. Somebody wrote in with, well, that's crazy.
But they even said Mark was a fake name. That must have been Marker. I don't know what his real name is. Jim?
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Well, folks.
We did it.
That was our Q&A.
That was our Q&A. Really, we should call it mostly compliments for Joe episode.
Actually,
remember, guys, keep your compliments for Joe coming directly to his Twitter account. Keep him feeling good. Yeah, I just realized why you get more compliments than me.
Why?
People think you're not doing well.
Oh, fuck off.
People think you're in the dumps and you need to be cheered up.
Well, if that's what it takes to get compliments, fine by me. I don't care. What are you plugging, man?
I think we just keep plugging our shows. Come out to see us in Las Vegas at Scoops Fest, September 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And then come see us in Houston at the Come and Take It Festival, November.
And I've got the other dates here,
27th.
Too. We're doing Austin, the 15th of November. We're doing Fort Worth the 17th of November. We're doing Come and Take It in Houston the 18th of November.
Great.
And by all means, folks, if somebody's got a nice little gig that fits right in there on the 16th and that geographically aligning with our journey, give us a shout through the Emo Hangs page, and we'll see if we can make it work.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Take care.